Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's November 1st, 2010, and this is episode 266. Today we're going to take a look at how I sign my fine art prints and canvases, but before we start, I'd like to share some good news, for me at least, which is that as of today, November 1st, 2010, Martin Bailey Photography is now officially a corporation. This afternoon, the papers were submitted and the new legal entity was born. Needless to say, I'm really pleased to have this done and totally looking forward to doing business with the new official status. Before we jump into the main topic, I would like to quickly thank our sponsors, WebSpy, the Internet Monitoring Analysis and Reporting Specialists. If you have a Twitter account, please go to blog.martinbaileyphotography.com. and click on the text link underneath the WebSpy tile to the right. That will automatically tweet the message. Thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotography podcast to show your support for the podcast itself. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. Many times I've been asked how I sign my fine art prints, and having received an email recently from listener Tanya Mattson from Pennsylvania in the USA, I decided to go into a little bit of detail on this in today's episode. Apparently Tanya and her husband had watched the video that I released recently showing the lamination process for the Breathing Colour live canvas. And during the intro for that video, I signed the canvas that I would be laminating. And it was watching this that triggered the question, I believe. So first, thanks for watching the video, Tanya, and thanks for the question too. Tanya had asked for details of the pens that I used and if they were archival. So let's touch on these areas in turn. I've tried many pens over the years, and right now I still use a variety of pens depending on the paper and purpose. The pen that I've used the most and I still use sometimes is a photo signing pen from a company called Sakura Color Products Corporation. I use this still for some matte prints, but it's a good pen for signing gloss prints especially. It's basically a felt tip pen with a large and a fine tip on either end of the pen. I quickly took some photos to show you as well. I'll put these into the Enhanced podcast and I'll put them on the blog as well for you to see. So you'll basically be able to see them on your iPhone or your iPod, or go to my blog if you're listening at your computer. Although pretty good for signing gloss prints, the problem that I've found with felt tip pens is that the tips can be relatively dry, which leads to a signature looking sort of patchy and scratchy when you're signing on matte paper like the Hornemuller photo rag, or textured papers like their museum etching fine art paper. Another option for signing matte papers, and these are archival too, of course, is a good old pencil. Pencils are great for signing in the border of a matte print, but don't work so well when you have to sign over the photograph unless it's a very pale photograph and you use a relatively soft pencil. The problem with softer pencils, though, is that they can smudge easily, not really the best idea. The other pen to the left of the photo signing pen in the photo is also from Sakura Color Products Corporation, and this is another felt tip, but it's a pigment-based pen, so it certainly feels better to use on archival quality fine art prints. I have three of these in different thicknesses, a very fine one for signing small prints, and in the same vein a medium one for medium-sized prints, and a pretty wide tip one for large prints. It doesn't look great to sign with a great big fat pen. If you're, you know, you're only printing on a, if you're only signing a relatively small print. So I do like to have various thickness of the nibs. The signature starts to carry too much weight, in my opinion, if it's too thickly written. The same problem happens with these Pigma graphic pens, though, in that they tend to be a little bit on the dry side for signing fine art matte paper. For my matte prints and also for canvases that I've recently started doing, I've settled on a pigment-based gel ink range of pens. And these are made from they're made by Mitsubishi under the name Uniball Signo. These don't have the problems where they dry up while writing, even on matte papers. And they push out enough ink to be able to easily write on heavily textured canvas, as you will have seen in the video that I released in episode 164, in which I showed you the Breathing Colour Live canvas lamination process. As for whether or not these gel pens are archival, I've never been able to find conclusive evidence that they are, but I have found numerous forums and artists' websites discussing people using them, and I've not been able to find any threads discussing them discoloring or hurting the paper in any way. Now, of course, this is unlikely to happen straight away, but also helping me to make my decision to use these pens is that the fact that I actually bought a bunch of these pens in various colours for signing prints some 7 years ago. And I still have some old prints signed with the same pens from that time, and they haven't altered at all with time. The ink in the original set of pens did dry up though, so when I was looking for a pen to sign my new gallery canvas prints recently, I had to buy some more, but on searching for pigment ink or pigment gel ink pens, I ended up with the exact same make and model that I'd bought 7 years ago. So I checked my old prints and found no problems, and I went with these pens. 7 years might not seem like that long a time in the scheme of things, but I'm pretty happy to bet that they will not show any problems over the longer term. I didn't buy a whole range of colours this time, as my original idea of using a colour that complemented the print went out of favour in my mind after the initial thought. What I did buy, though, is three colours that we can see in the photo that's currently on the iPhone or on my website. And they are black, silver, and white. Black is my default colour for most prints, as it's understated and doesn't scream for attention. This is the colour that I used to sign the print that I showed in the video in episode 164, and I've also started to use this to sign the border of matte fine art prints, as we can see here. The white pen is great for signing on black or in very dark corners of a print, as we can see in this next photo, which is the corner of a canvas print for my December exhibition here in Tokyo. I also bought a silver pen, but in reality it's a nice light to mid-tone grey, which I've started using for some black and white prints, like the long exposure of the Towada Lake with the wooden jetty that we can see in this next image. These pigment gel pens are only $1.50 each. They're like 150 yen here in Japan. So I figured that I'd pick up one of these, you know, the silver ones as well. And I think it looks quite good on the darker grey. Again, I want the signature to be noticeable but not scream my name out to people. And so the three colours that I have right now seem to be a good range to have. I'm not sure if these can be bought outside of Japan, with the same name at least. But as I say, my pens are from Mitsubishi and they're called the Uniball Signo. The part number for the black is UM-153.24. The .24 seems to indicate the colour. The white pen that I have has the same number, UM-153, but it's a .1. and the silver pen is a .26. I also have a UM151.24, which is a fine tip black for smaller prints. I haven't yet been able to find a medium tip, but I'm keeping my eyes out for these to complete the range. Note, though, that as I said earlier, the same pens that I bought some 7 years ago dried up while I wasn't using them, so you probably don't want to go crazy and buy a whole range of these unless you're going to be using them regularly. Tanya also mentioned in her mail that the gel pens she'd found tended to leak too much ink. So I did just want to mention that I haven't noticed these pens leak as such, though they do put out a lot of ink once you start writing. I find this a benefit when using the pens to sign matte prints or the canvas, as I mentioned earlier, but another trick that I use is to always keep a piece of canvas or matte paper hanging around to do a practice signature or two before I actually start to sign the print. This not only helps to condition the pen before signing the full-size print, but it also helps me to write my signature more smoothly. When you've just printed out, say, a 24 by 36 inch canvas costing around $17, you know, just for materials, the last thing that you want to do is to ruin it with a messed up signature. And believe me, I've come close a few times. I always get nervous when signing prints, so a little practice beforehand really helps. Before we finish, I did also want to just touch on the age-old question of whether or not to actually sign the prints in the first place. Well, for my December exhibition, I'm going to be signing all of the canvas wraps because I really have to sign them before I laminate them so that the signature is locked in there as part of the piece. I'm still at this point undecided as to whether or not to sign my Horny Muley photo rag and museum etching fine art prints, as these can be easily signed afterwards, and I generally like to give the customer the option of having me sign it or not. Now, I'm going to add that I personally would prefer to sign my prints. I'd like to think that my name will be carried with the print, and I'd also like to think that anyone that was willing to part with good money to own one of my prints would also like it signed. Even on my website, where people can order prints, I have the signature as an option that can be turned off, but in practice, I don't recall anyone ever actually ordering a print that they didn't want, you know, and not wanting it to be signed. I guess with this in mind, and the fact that I personally would prefer to sign them, you know, making this an option is more, it's a statement of modesty than anything else. I probably should also let you know before we finish that the signature that I use to sign my prints is not my everyday signature. I'm sure if someone was to analyze this signature, they'd probably say that it was a huge, you know, with that huge underlining thing there, it was a display of overconfidence or conceitedness or something like that. To be honest, it's totally intentional. I think that the very act of putting artwork out there for viewing, and more importantly in this case, for purchase, requires confidence and a certain amount of look at me. With that in mind, when I started to sign my prints, I basically created this new signature just for that purpose, and I think that that's perfectly okay. There is also the question of whether to sign over the image in the border or even on the mat. Again, I vary what I do depending on the work. For canvas wraps, there is no border, so I find an area in the bottom right corner to sign. For fine art prints with a border, I generally sign in the border, but again, I make this an option when purchasing the print. If the client wants to frame right up to the edge of the printed area, then I have no problem with signing over the photo itself. I have also signed the mat, but when I sign the mat, I also like to sign the back of the piece with a pencil, just in case the mat is changed at any point in the future. I would also like to add that I always include an insert with my prints, telling the user when and where the image was taken, and on what printer and paper it was printed, and with what inks. Whether this is totally necessary is up to you, but I think, if nothing else, it makes the presentation look more professional. For framed pieces, these inserts will be dropped into the back of the frame to save them from getting lost, unless they're intentionally removed, of course. So, a bit of a quick one this week, but I hope that that was of some use, especially if you're looking for something similar to sign your own prints. And thanks again to Tanya for the question. Remember that if you have any questions yourself, you can either drop me a line via the contact form on the website, or you can email me at questions@martinbaileyphotography.com, and I'll always try to get back to you either directly or via a podcast episode like this. So thanks for listening today, and thanks again to WebSpy for sponsoring the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Remember that you can find me on Flickr, Facebook, as well as Twitter, and of course my blog and the photography forum. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by. And I'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
This is Dave Horner, and I'm the host of the LensFlare35.com podcast. Each week I bring you interviews with some of the top photographers using digital SLR cameras. They share some of their coolest tips and tricks, techniques, and news about what they're up to. So please take a moment to visit the website or subscribe to LensFlare35 on iTunes.
The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.